market to a willing buyer.
Okay, Jeremy, let me make sure I think I understand what you're saying, but it sounds like to me you're making basically an argument that the current schedules put out by legislature or the state, the IRS, let me ask this question to the assessor. What table are you using?
The IRS depreciation schedule is what we use.
Okay. Are you alleging that she's misapplied them, or do you think that they should not apply?
I'm alleging that they should apply. They just aren't sufficient to describe the true value of money that the standard calls for. In addition to the schedules, the section in the Missouri Appraisals Manual where it talks about those schedules, it says, yeah, you should use these schedules, and then goes on to describe about four more paragraphs of adjustments that can be made in conjunction with those schedules when evidence is provided forth of obsolescence.
Okay.
Right. So he gives us.
Do you mind value? If we let the assessor? Are you at a point where we can let the assessor try to respond here? Or do you need? Okay, go ahead.
Whoever filled out the assessment list gave us the value that they said it was worth. Then we just put it into our CAMA system, and we put the depreciation that they said they were using on the thing. So if it's 7 years, 5 years, 2 years, whatever schedule they choose for that, we just put it, and it spits out the tax bill. So the person who filled this out, I don't know if it was you, and who signed it and sent it in, they're the one who made the choices. They put the value, they put the schedule. It is what it is.
Okay, so in other words, you're saying you didn't make any determination, you just took the number they gave you. What do you know about that, Jeremy?
So that's partially true. We provided cost, and we provided an assessed value based on the comptroller, based on the schedules Missouri uses, as that's how we interpreted we were supposed to report the value on the return. It was never to be what the value of the property is actually worth. I cite back the Missouri statute section 137.122, where it says that to use these IRS tables, quoting section 4, such estimate of value determined under this section shall be presumed to be correct for the purpose of determining the true value of money. But such estimation may be disproved by substantial and persuasive evidence of the true value of money under the method, and yada, yada, yada. So I would fully read the full statute if that's what the board would like to hear. I'm just citing that the Murray statute reflects back, use these schedules, which is how we rendered it, but the true value in money can go beyond the IRS depreciation schedules, as defined here in this 137 statute. And that's what we've done to appeal.
Okay, and the documentation that you have provided tells us what about obsolescence?
The quantified economic obsolescence, as authored and described by the American Society of Appraisers, basically what they've done is they've taken the cost approach. The American Society of Appraisers has about 13 different forms of obsolescence that they've observed and quantified and described, and then also authored the process on how to look for it and quantify it. One of those forms is market-derived economic obsolescence, and with tangible personal property, you can take a look at the value of cost through its depreciational value, and then you pause for a moment, and if you go out to the marketplace and you get enough sales comparable records that meet, say, a quota and some other applicable standards, that you get enough volume of that data inside one classification, then you can do an average based on that sales data, the actual sales data from the marketplace, to quantify a market-derived obsolescence factor that the depreciation schedules that the IRS used here did not capture. so the evidence before you is only a sample, small sample size of some of those actual sales.
Okay. Assessor wants to say something. Go ahead.
So, Jeremy, with all due respect, if you found out, let's just make up for instance, what if you had a truck that you were going to put on your list and you knew that that was only worth $2,000 and our system, which on vehicles, it does choose an amount, but we're talking about a business. So our system has no values in it. So we just take whatever you give us. So if you sent us something and said, you know what, this computer that we have isn't $5,000 anymore. We've got this paper that says it's worth this much. You would just include it with your list, or you'd write it on your list what the amount was. There's a place for that. And we'd still be depreciating using the table you chose. But again, we don't make any determinations on this. We only put in what you give us.
So he provided you information. That's what they were assessed at.
Yeah.
They're appealing that because they don't like the answer that they gave you, that you put on there.
Yeah.
That's basically what we're talking about.
Because Jennifer, if she brings that back up again in Ulrich, you can see there's a spot where you put what it is, and then there's another spot where you fill in the amount that they've given us. And then there's a drop-down box, I believe, that you choose which depreciation table that they want to use. And they've marked that. They've told us.
Mm-hmm. So
I can bring Rhonda up to discuss it more.
Please go ahead.
You want me to call Rhonda?
I don't know that I need to talk to Rhonda. Go ahead. What was your response?
My response is, and I'm a little new to the Missouri process here,
yeah.
So I came up with some other states, a little new to the Missouri process. So if I've heard the appraisers correctly, and I'm learning this process along with you, so lots of respect and humility in this conversation here. If I had turned in a few months back that rendered assets with cost with the evaluation schedule that I just submitted in this hearing, then the county appraisers would have taken that value, even though the value depreciation was different than the IRS schedule. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think they take into consideration whatever you send them, yes. But I think that they're saying that they're using what was provided, and that may not have been. Is this what they provided? Okay. I'm looking at a 2022 schedule summary right now. Is that what you provided for purposes of the obsolescence?
It's a small sample, yes. The everything was about 1,000 records. So certainly that 2022 is a small sample size of applicable sales that occurred within 2022 to describe assets that were 1 year old, and et cetera, for the next 7 to 8 years.
Susan, if this, I guess maybe the question is, if this was provided up front, will we have agreed with this, or? Yeah.
Whatever they give us.
Yeah.
So okay, but is there a place for you to put some of this information in your system? That
yeah,
they provided.
It's in there.
Like
yeah.
I said, you're holding on to this, so it's showing here.
It's up on the screen.
$69,000, and then that's his cost and the factor. And you see he put it under the table. It says 5 year.
Okay.
And that's all we put in. And so then another one here, you know, where it says the cost, we put that one in, and it's under the 7 year table. And whatever the numbers that spit out from.
They pick their depreciation schedule.
They pick it.
So their value and our value is what?
Yeah, what value are you trying to get down to?
So for the.
And I'm assuming this is the same argument that you're making on Ross, the next appeal.
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay. So what values are you indicating that the appraised value of the personal property should be.
It's on the bottom of the total. See the bottom left, 102.
For the Hobby Lobby, 211,860.
211,860, and what do we have?
Yeah, on our sheet it doesn't say. On our sheet it doesn't give us a number.
It looks like to me it says total value is 102,360.
So it's less than they.
Which is what happens.
Well, not necessarily. If the 211,860 is the full value, not so if we're trying to match apples to apples, we don't take the 211 and then go with the 33 1/3 assessed ratio that Missouri has, and that would be what will be the assessed. I know that the assessed value that the county has maintained for the Hobby Lobby is lower than the 211, but the 211 is the fair market value, not the assessed ratio.
So it's 1/3 of that?
Yeah.
So his cost is here.
He's arguing there should be $70,000 something.
And his value, his assessed value is $9,600, and his cost here was $504,798 for the office furniture, and his assessed value is $92,760, which is a third. And when you add those together, you get our totals over here. So.
Did you say $504,000 for office furniture?
That's what he's got.
I'm just trying to compare apples to apples. You know.
I'm talking about Hobby Lobby. And so, you see there's his cost on the furniture. He's put in 7-year depreciation table.
Okay.
And we just input that.
So again, apples to apples, his figure and our figure.
Your figure is supposed to, you're saying the appraised value is around 70,000 something, right?
Yes, sir.
70,000 something. What's our figure?
102.
Your appraised value is going to be 573,917. That's what you've got on your paper that you sent in.
And then you
which one should I show to you? So he sent this in, and he's saying $69,119 is his cost, which comes down to here, and that's in the 5-year table. Then here is his cost in the 7-year table. They all add together down here to get the grand total. So this is his appraised value. This is his assessed value.
Well, that's 2/3 of that.
But we're, our system is actually lower. Jennifer just read you the 102 something.
So we're appealing and getting a higher assessed value here?
No. Our assessed value is lower.
Jeremy, did you hear that?
What?
I'm hearing some numbers, and I'm not quite following. What did the county say their assessed value be? 102?
So on your end total cost here, you've got 395, maybe this is where you were calculating, and you thought you were going to get 395,202, maybe? I don't know where you...
292 is what you said.
Sorry.
No, you're at 102, I'm going to be at 70,500. I don't know what you're looking at that leads you to believe. I say that softly. I just don't know what you're looking at that leads you to believe that you're higher.
Rhonda does this all the time.
Alicia, can you send Rhonda down here, please?
What on the do we have documentation how you came up with 70,500?